The thing about this fair is that it has become the essential meeting place for everyone involved in photography. So lots of other curators, lots of photographers, lots of collectors, lots of writers about photographs, anyone who is involved in the photographic scene, whether historical photographs or contemporary, is here.
That's Alison Nordstrom, a Boston-based independent curator, here in Paris for the 20th edition of the big photography show Paris Photo, held every year in November. But let's start from the beginning. Alison Nordstrom is a photography curator. What exactly does that mean? What does Alison Nordstrom do?
Well, I do a lot of different things, and the word curate is becoming more and more part of popular culture. We hear of people curating the drapes or curating the pillows on their sofa. But it's a museum word. It comes from a Latin word meaning keeper. And we keep things. Typically, a curator is in charge of objects in a museum collection. And in my case, those objects have always been photographs. More and more, however, the word also refers to selecting objects to put on display, to organize into a display, and make meaning out of putting the objects side by side. I think there are probably three legs to what a curator does. We preserve things, we are keepers, we take care of the things we've chosen to collect. We study them, we do research. And part of the research might involve writing about them. And then we manifest that research in exhibitions and books.
As a curator, what is the interest of Paris Photo for you?
It's probably about 50-50 pictures and 50-50 people. So Paris Photo is a great combination of seeing familiar photographs that I've seen in other circumstances and keeping up with what's new, who are the new people, who's switched galleries. Those kinds of things are very interesting.
Paris Photo is a trade show, and people are here to sell things. That said, are you seeing anything new and exciting? Are dealers taking a chance on new and exciting things, or is it really about selling?
Well, of course it's about selling. But again, because of the global nature of this event, it's also an opportunity for people to make themselves known and their work known. I've been really struck by how truly international this festival is, this trade show is. There's a gallery from India that's showing work by Indian photographers. I don't think I would have seen that work anywhere else. There are a couple of terrific galleries from Australia that I wouldn't have seen otherwise.
And you can see some of the photos from India that Alison Nordstrom was talking about on the RFI English Culture in France webpage. I talked to photographers Gideon Mandel and Simon Norfolk while I was at Paris Photo. Both men enjoy considerable success in their field. To be blunt, they're famous. I asked them why they came.
Well, I come every year. It's the most important thing in the diary. This and the festival in Arles is absolutely fixed in my calendar every year. I don't know why I'm here. I kind of come to sort of test the water, see what's going on, see if there's anything new that I need to know about, developments. But I don't come to see anybody or make a deal and or show work or any of those things. It's more about keeping the finger on the pulse.
You say you want to keep your finger on the pulse. That's why you're here, Simon Norfolk. Have you seen anything that's made your pulse jump out of your wrist?
Oh, I've seen some work which I really like. In terms of the sort of trends and the fashions in contemporary art photography, I would say no. I feel like it's quite sterile. But I've seen lots of beautiful work, but it tends to be about 150 years old.
Yeah. I was going to say the same. I mean, my pulse was set dressing by some ancient, you know, pictures which were from about the 1850s. Definitely the most exciting work I've seen here is really, really old.
This is a trade show. It's not an art show, right? So is this about art or is it really about business?
If you're involved in photography and you're a photographer, you should definitely come here because it's important. Whether you like it or not, it doesn't matter. It's important. If you, you know, approve the developments, doesn't matter. It's important because this is the most important show in contemporary photography, and this is leading the way. This is blazing the trail. So, you know, the fact that you don't like it or you wish it was otherwise, yeah, sure. I mean, I've always wished, in an ideal world, everyone would take photographs like me and I would be the king, but that's not how it is. So, you know, you have to deal with it as it is. But obviously, you know, the work that goes on the wall here is big and it's brash and it's bright and it's vulgar, and that's what the market wants. But that doesn't mean that there's not other spaces underneath that for other kinds of work. There's museums here, there's vintage photography here, there's a beautiful set of pictures from the moon landings in 1969 that, you know, quite frankly, I would sell my house to buy those nine pictures shot by Neil Armstrong on the surface of the moon, for God's sake. You know, rarity of that seems extraordinary. It's just when you go around and you see a picture that's 6 meters by 4 meters of, you know, a naked woman's rolling on the floor, that you just think anybody who paid 50,000 euros for that would need to be sent to a mental asylum, you know, in my opinion. But there's still very beautiful stuff here, and you have to take it on board if you want to work in contemporary photography, even if it's just to tell you what you don't want to do.
There were over 60,000 visitors to Paris Photo this year, and not just professionals. Paris Photo is open to the public. So if you're just someone who likes to look at photos and are not at all connected with the business of photography, Paris Photo is for you too. But is there a way to look at a photo? Something to look for specifically? Any rules, any guidelines, any tips for more fully appreciating a work? I asked Gideon Mandel.
Personally, for my work, I aspire to making photographs which can create a kind of visceral reaction in people. I want people to have an emotional, not necessarily intellectual, but an emotional response to my pictures. So, if a lot of my work, a person is engaging the camera very, very directly. I would say to people coming here, look for work which touches you. Look for work which you feel speaks to you on some kind of deep level. I mean, that's, you know, on something beyond words. And that, for different people, will be different things. But take your time and just see work that, and it might not be the biggest or the brightest or the brashest piece of work. It might be something quite small in the corner. But just let things kind of seep in and see what kind of gets inside you.
And there you have it. Trust yourself and your instincts. And if you're in Paris next November, don't miss this photographic mecca, Paris Photo. But right now, you can see photographs by Gideon Mandel and Simon Norfolk on the RFI English Culture in France webpage. For Culture in France, I'm Susan Owensby in Paris.